Hello, welcome to The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you're having a great week. Just a reminder, there's still a few spots available in my black and white printing workshop here on Whidbey Island at the studio the first weekend in October of 2019. So it'll be October 4th, 5th, and 6th. If you're interested in learning about black and white printing, getting to play with a bunch of different papers and getting kind of in-depth into the black and white process, feel free to check out my website at danieljgregory.com, and you can take a look at that possible workshop. Would love to see you here. Like I said, I've got just a couple of spots left open due to a cancellation here or there, so go on ahead and take a look at that. This morning when I got into the studio pretty early, I opened the door and something flew by my face, which was startling to say the least, because normally I don't have flying things in the studio. But the night before, it had been pretty late. I've been moving some heavy stuff around, getting some stuff out of the studio that didn't need to be in there anymore and moving it into storage, and had the big door open into the studio. So at some point in that process, somebody flew into the studio and inadvertently got stuck in there overnight, which I felt really bad about because, of course, I didn't leave any coffee on. I didn't leave any magazines to read. And if it were me, I would have been in a complete panic having been trapped in this room when I expected to actually be able to get home to my family. So I was feeling a little bad about it. But in that process, I noticed that when I flicked the lights on, they immediately went up and started flying around the lights. So I shut the lights off, which of course made it hard for me to see. But then I opened up the big door and then slowly went around and closed off the rest of the studio. Eventually, they found their own way out. And that really got me thinking a lot about a number of different things. One, remembering to add to the checklist for the studio when I close it up at night to check for flying friends so that they're not trapped in there again. But it also got me to realize that, you know, had both of us panicked, I think one of us would have ended up being, let's say, attacked by the other one. And luckily that didn't happen. There was a methodology to its process to find a way out. And I made sure I had a methodology to my process to get it out of the studio so I could actually get back to work. Working together, I think we were able to come up with a system that worked for each other, even though we clearly couldn't speak to one another, and I'm pretty sure it was in a pretty panicked state, but it stayed what seemed to me to be relatively calm and still had a methodology to where it was flying and what it was doing. As we get stuck sometimes, as we think about what's going to happen, we get these unintended experiences. We get these unintended events that happen, or we get an unintended way of thinking that oftentimes can get us trapped. And that was the piece that really stuck for me was, I'm pretty sure last night my new little friend decided probably not to spend the night in the studio wasn't at the top of its list when it left the nest for the day, when it left its home and went out to look for food, to spend the day or the evening out doing whatever it does. It probably didn't have the intention of getting stuck. But it seemed that, you know, judging by the studio, there was nothing damaged, there was nothing knocked over, there was nothing in the wrong place. That at some point it settled in and realized the situation and remained calm enough that it didn't have a complete hysterical meltdown. And I think for a lot of us, as we think about our creative process, there's so many places where we could inadvertently get ourselves trapped. We could get ourselves inadvertently stuck. And depending on how we react, depending on what we do, and depending on the support system around us, we may or may not inadvertently end up in a good place, a bad place, or really realizing the value of getting some help to get us unstuck. So what are some of the places where we might find ourselves stuck? Well, maybe it's in what we do. Going back to my prior corporate job, I oftentimes felt stuck in a job I didn't want to do. I had companies I was working for, positions I held that I just didn't feel like they were what I was supposed to be doing or what I wanted to be doing. I think sometimes we feel trapped in who we are. We have expectations that we believe we are what we're supposed to be for others, and so we end up sort of trapped in that regard. What we're shooting, maybe as photographers, we feel trapped into shooting like, oh, I've always been a landscape photographer. I'm always going to be a landscape photographer. I don't have a choice. I feel kind of trapped in that. It's not the thing I want to do, but it's what everybody else expects of me. So that reinvention of shooting, maybe it's what you feel about your photographs or somebody else's photographs. One of the things I occasionally will hear when I'm at a critique is, oh, well, that person's, you know, an important photographer, an up-and-coming photographer, so I guess I'm supposed to like their work. And then when they talk about them, you can just hear in the language that it's not quite aligned. It's not quite right. There is a a sense that they feel obligated or trapped to speak well of something that they don't necessarily like, understand, or agree with. I think there's also a sense of how we react to things. You know, do we feel trapped that we're forced to react a certain way? I remember a time and I was looking at some work, and it wasn't even photography work, but it was other work, and it wasn't good. It wasn't well, but I had other things on my mind. So I just kind of said, well, you know, let's redo it and try it again. I didn't get upset. I didn't get angry. I didn't call a big meeting. It was just a kind of a slough off. And I remember the reaction that other people had to that was that there was something wrong with my reaction because it was out of my scope of normal behavior at the time. I've since matured, and now I try to be calm and present and not get upset when things don't go right. Doesn't always work, but I try. But that reaction that I had at the time was outside the expectation. I've been trapped by my prior behaviors in some ways. And so that reinvention of how we approach that, I think, is important. So in our photography, you know, do we have, in our creative practice, do we have this notion of a way of dealing with the sense of being trapped, the sense of being in a space of unintended experience, a place where we didn't expect to be, in a time we didn't expect to be there? Have we got the skills necessary to deal with that? Do we have the skills necessary to process that in a meaningful way so that it becomes something constructive rather than something destructive? For a lot of creative people, I think that's a time to turn inward on the creative practice and the creative process. So as a photographer, that sense of feeling trapped, the feeling of obligated, becomes a chance to really shoot through that experience. And I don't think there's a sense of shooting through every experience makes sense. I think there's other things we need to do sometimes to help unstick our creativity. But maybe in the times where we feel like we're not sure what to do, we're not sure how to respond, returning back to our basic nature, the basic thing that got us there in the first place, which would be, as a photographer, it'd be making photographs. So returning to that sense of our own relationship to the very thing that we might be feel trapped by, returning to that sense of beginning that happens when we feel like we're obligated to do something else. I think one of the other things that happens when we get that sense of feeling like we're trapped in a space that we don't belong is we might have a tendency to just either work harder or give up. So there's only two options there, because in a panic state, our kind of brain takes over in a way where we lose some of our rational thinking. So it's an all or nothing scenario. I'm either going to get out of the studio or I'm not going to get out of the studio. So there's other options there and there's other support there. The fact is, my flying buddy would never have made it out of the studio had I not opened the door. There is no magic portal to get flying creatures out of the studio. If there were, I would have installed it just to have it installed, because I think it would be cool to have a magic portal in the studio. But there wasn't. So my friend was reliant on me to open the door so that it could find a way out. And then it also needed my help to start to close off other corridors and other curtained areas and spaces that it was flying into to help shrink up the space that it had available to it so it could find that door and find the way out. We need that sometimes. We need to not live on an island. We need to have a support system in place that says, in my photography, in my creative practice, who can I lean on for a variety of different things? Maybe it's a technical question. Maybe it's a spiritual question. Maybe it's a social justice question. Maybe it's a political question. Something in your photography that you're trying to say, something where you feel like you just can't quite take the right steps forward. Maybe it's the communal aspect of art that becomes the definitive statement that you need at that time. You can't, in fact, get yourself out of being stuck, out of being trapped without some help. So understanding that in your process, in the things you think of, it is not unto you alone. For a lot of us, I think there's a risk of vulnerability, a risk of being seen as incompetent, of not understanding. But we all have to get help at some point. We all have questions. We all have things we're seeking answers to. And to reach out to others, to respond in kind when others ask us for help, is what it means to be part of a supportive community. We need to find a way to nurture that creativity, to nurture the things that allow us to let go of that angst, to let go of that space that we're occupying that's not allowing us to get out of our own way and move forward. But like I said, it's usually other people that are going to help make that happen, even if it's just a conversation, or maybe they give you a book to read, or maybe they just listen to you talk about the issues you're facing without any real help. Maybe it's just the fact that they provide a safe place for you to be expressive and to be vulnerable becomes an important part of your process. So as you're thinking about a time when you felt like you were trapped, flying in circles, what did you do to get out of that? Did you give up? Did you work harder? Did you lean on other people? Because that first time might be the way you think about doing it every time. And like I said, there's always a multitude of options of getting ourselves untrapped, to getting ourselves out of that flying in a circle, feeling like we're never going to get out of the space. It doesn't have to be the way it always was. You know, the statement of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, is the same thing here. My little friend could have flown in a circle 1,000,000,000 times and never made it out of the space without additional help. So as you think about the times where you've gotten in that way, just remember that you might need to do the exact opposite as you did before. You might need to turn 90 degrees. If you're running into a wall, a 90-degree turn might get you unstuck. So however you're approaching that, think about what you traditionally have done and make sure that your own process, your own methodology has the room for you to accept all of the type of help you can get, all of the ways you can move forward. And that may help you end up being more creative in the long run because you've found a support system that allows you to be who you are and no longer trapped by the expectation of what you're supposed to shoot, who you're supposed to be, and how you're supposed to react. And it'll give you a chance to grow in to the creative person and the photographer you were meant to be. I hope you have a great week behind the camera. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play. So if you're changing devices or upset with your current podcast vendor, you can always find us wherever you end up. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.